And welcome to another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. It's October 3rd, 2024, but you're going to be flashing back to August 13th, 2015, or if you listen to this, you will. You'll hear initially a sort of a brief introduction about an upcoming city council meeting that same night, which some performers, tablers, homeless folks, activists generally were concerned about city councils passing laws that would further restrict folks who are poor, folks who are street people, folks who are performers on the street, singers, jugglers, dancers, and so forth, instrumentalists. Doc Mike was my co-host, for those of you who sometimes follow these shows. He was from Ireland, and he went back to Ireland, and I haven't heard much from him since, I think one phone call. But you'll hear his voice on the show. He was also living outside or in his vehicle, but he did come and co-host a number of my shows and had his own show giving his sort of impromptu medical advice. The show was primarily concerned with Freedom Sleeper event number 5, which was the fifth night. It was Tuesdays, and these Freedom Sleeper events ended up, so they began, I think, on a Sunday. For most of the next 2 years, they went, they re-happened again on Tuesday nights. And that was in front of City Hall on the sidewalk or on the lawn area. Well, it was still a lawn. In those days, there was grass. They removed it in order to stop such questionable demonstrations, perhaps, or maybe to put in the more colorful and less comfortable stones and ornamental plants that are there. At this sleepout number 5, it sort of begins around 11:30 on August 11th and goes into August 12th. I tour the place as folks slept there. I may mention how many people were there. Eventually about 10 cops arrived, began harassing people, driving them off city council onto the sidewalk, and then even harassing them on the sidewalk. You'll hear the details of that as you go through it. I finally get ticketed by Sergeant Forbus, even though I pointed out to him and tried to argue, or did argue, that there is the only posted copy of the an upcoming city council meeting agenda was at the very door of city council, which was in the middle of the City Hall complex, where you had to get to it by going into this area, which the city insisted on calling a park, or I think it later got called a campus. So you'll hear me make various arguments about this to no avail. The arrest was not a custodial arrest. They simply held me there, demanded my information, wrote me a citation, which I think I lost in court, though my recollection of this is a little hazy. And then they arrested a photographer, Israel, who was videoing this for a documentary, which he eventually created about the Freedom Sleepers. You'll hear various voices: Steve Plaich, Laura Tucker, Abby Samuels, Lucero Luna, and a bunch of folks whose names are less familiar to me because I didn't keep track of them, and we were kind of, that was mostly the homeless population that joined us. I think Phil Posner was also there, a rabbi who, I think he's a rabbi, a rabbi on a bicycle who would sell his book and at the same time give away bagels and cream cheese to hungry people. But it's all there for you to hear, or most of it. I believe it gets cut off at the end somewhat abruptly. In those days, the recording process, which was supposed to be automatic, was going awry because of some problems that had been unanticipated, I guess, and that really never really resolved. And so we developed other ways. Well, the studio that we were looking for a new studio. I believe we found one for a while after 2015, but eventually we couldn't hold on to it, or they wouldn't hold on to us. And the collective has really shrunk down. We don't really have much of a collective anymore. When I call it this free radio on the net, it really is me and a few other guys, and some women too, who are nominally part of the collective. They may still be doing some shows, but we haven't had a meeting for over a year and a half. So it's a pretty moribund collective, although I understand people are still donating to it, and so it's we're paying for a place to hear, listen to this on the net at freakradio.org. So it's happening, and also it's archived on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org under latest shows. So enjoy this latest show, even though it's a flashback to August 13th, 2015.